This was a different kind of year for the Forecastle Festival. After joining forces with AC Entertainment, the producer of Bonnaroo, in February, Forecastle founder J.K. McKnight announced a kind of a scaled down from Forecastle, but a scaled up from Halfway to Forecastle Festival for this year. How's that for great explanations? But there are also plans for a bigger 10th anniversary celebration next year. So with the dust kind of settling on Halfway to Forecastle, we thought we'd have J.K. McKnight in to give us a little bit of an update. How did it go this year?
It went great. It went great. You know, it was such a big experiment for everyone. You know, it was two new venues. You know, I think all of us were kind of getting our feet in the water with the partnership and the different staffs and all the transitions and everything. But it was successful. I mean, it was really successful. We did over 5,000 people, which was above the projections that we set out to do.
And that's above what you would normally get for Halfway to Forecastle.
Oh, absolutely, man. A normal Halfway will do about 1,500 people. So it was, you said it perfectly, a scaled up Halfway and a scaled down festival. But I think in the end, looking back at it now, it aligned itself much more with the festival than a Halfway. It felt like a taste of the festival.
In what
rather
way?
Just being out there on the waterfront and, you know, all the vendors that came in from all across the country and the sponsors and, the talent level obviously was far and above what we do with Halfway and much more what we do with the festival. So I remember having that feeling actually being up on top of Joe's Crab Shack and kind of looking down on this thing. And I was like, you know, this looks like the festival.
And the venues were good?
The venues were great. Yeah, it was the Wharf, I think, you know, which I had never seen anyone do anything really like that down there, at least since Crazy Fest. Went really well. I mean, I can almost say with certainty we'll be using that portion of Waterfront Park for the bigger festivals as one of our main stages. And the Ice House was good too. It took a little bit of time to get everyone inside the Ice House when you have 1,000 people that show up all at one time. I felt like I was down in Miami for like an ultra sold out winter music conference show. You know, always people trying to get in to see the hot DJs at midnight. So it took a little bit of time to get everyone in, but once we got everyone in, it went great.
The flavor of the festival was probably a little different. It tends to be more electronic music. I assume that also changed a bit this year.
Exactly. The electronic element's definitely something we've always done with Halfway. We've done some rock. We did Band of Horses a couple years ago. And we've always tried to find those artists that kind of are a little bit of hybrids that kind of mix in the rock and electronic elements together. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think what we did in the musical end of it was aligned with Halfway, but it also was aligned with the festival because the caliber of artists, I mean, Pretty Lights has played Forecastle before, Big Boy we've never had in, but we've had hip-hop headliners before. So that too, I think, kind of, you know, spread the divide there between the Halfway show and the bigger festival.
So looking back on this, it's pretty good. Now next year is an opportunity to do up a big 10th anniversary, which is what? It's 1 year off, but who's counting?
Right.
Really, who cares?
I'm counting. I got a calendar of my
It'll be 11th for 10. Yeah, you've got plenty to do between now and then. Anything you want to say about the festival thus for next year, what you can say at this point?
All I can really say, I think, is, you know, I have about a 76-page kind of master plan I've been working on probably about 2 years now, up in my office, and it was really good. I mean, again, to be able to use some parts of Waterfront Park that we'd never used before, because so much of making an event on this size successful is having a template of what's been done before, you know, knowing the costs and knowing from a consumer perspective how they responded to it, how your vendors responded to it, how your sponsors respond to it, getting all that feedback and putting it on a template there and building it out. So being able to do that and now having, you know, this is the first time I could say that, you know, we've now done festivals at the Belvedere, at the Wharf, at Waterfront Park, at over that whole, you know, couple mile radius there. And I don't know anyone else that's really done that. So that's the biggest thing that helps us. So we can go back now for the first time and say, okay, what's the best part of each one of these and putting all that together and creating the perfect festival.
When are you going to announce the first performers?
It's tough to say. Typically, we know in February what that's going to be, but you know, there is no what do you want to say? There is no definitive date you can ever lock down for any festival, not just us. You know, artists have their own, you know, touring schedules and record releases, and you know, you can go out on a limb sometimes and try to book them really early. But there's a lot of risk with doing that as well, and trying to get the, we call it an anchor date in the industry. You can go out and try to get the anchor dates. Of course, then you have all the other festivals and events feeding off that. So, so it's a challenge. It's a balance. And luckily it's an area that I'm not really as involved with anymore. I did it, you know, nonstop for 7 years, and now we have Brian Benson and you know, some most talented people in the region with AC Entertainment doing all of our booking. So hopefully this will be the first year, it really will be the first Forecastle that I will not be handling any of the booking, because I did book some of the main stage acts last year and all of the Ocean Stage.
So there's a lot of work yet to come. Thanks for coming in and talking with us.
No problem. I love coming by.
J.K. McKnight from Forecastle on Here and Now.